Track 7. And the next news story is sewage failures set to cost the firm £24 million. South West Water is facing a proposed £24 million enforcement package from water regulator Ofwat, following what it has described as its largest and most complex set of investigations. The proposed enforcement package follows findings from Ofwat that South West Water has failed to meet its legal obligations in managing its wastewater treatments works and network. These failures resulted in the company spilling wastewater to the environment when it should not have done. Ofwat's investigation found that South West Water had failed to build and operate its wastewater treatment works and sewer networks to ensure they performed sufficiently. The company did not have in place adequate management systems to ensure it was meeting its legal obligations in this regard, including proper oversight from its senior management team and board. Ofwat has said South West Water has acknowledged what has gone wrong and how it will put things right. South West Water has proposed a £24 million enforcement package, which includes investing £20 million during 2025 to 2030 to reduce spills from specific storm overflows, establishing a £2 million local fund to tackle sewer misuse and misconnections, which can contribute to environmental pollution, providing £2 million worth of funding through a nature recovery fund to support environmental groups in delivering local environmental improvements. In addition, the company will commit to taking the necessary steps to address the failures Ofwat has identified, securing its future compliance. Lynn Parker, Senior Director for Enforcement at Ofwat, said, "Water companies should be in no doubt that they will be held to account if they fail to meet their legal obligations to customers and the environment. Our investigation found a range of failures in how South West Water has gone about managing its wastewater business. That is why we have secured the £24 million package and a commitment to put this right." Ofwat states that South West Water has already taken some steps to address its compliance issues. These include investment to investigate and improve the operation of a range of its treatment works and storm overflows, and the introduction of a new governance arrangement to ensure greater oversight of its compliance with environmental obligations.
Community Centre marks Alice Cross legacy. A community centre in Tynmouth celebrated a remarkable turnaround in its finances as it marked the legacy of its founder on Saturday, July the 12th. Less than a year ago, the Alice Cross Centre in Tynmouth warned it may face closure due to rising costs and a reduction in grant funding available. However, at its open day, the centre revealed that finances are now a lot healthier, thanks to a generous legacy and the support of its members, volunteers, trustees, staff and fundraisers. Efforts included raising £7,000 for a new fire alarm system, which was officially opened by Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams. The open day included demonstrations from many of the groups that run at the Alice Cross Centre and a look back at the history of the centre, which was established by Alice Cross, BEM, to enable older people to socialise and enjoy a meal. A long-lost BBC Two film about the Alice Cross Centre that was aired in 1972 revealed that the Alice Cross Centre of today has remained true to its founder's ethos whilst remaining relevant in today's world. "Loneliness is still rampant," commented Alice Cross Centre General Manager Peter Howell. "But we will continue Alice Cross legacy. One meal, one smile, and one act of kindness at a time," she added. MP Martin Wrigley told those attending the day that he was delighted that the Alice Cross Centre had got through the financial crisis, and he described the turnaround as a real example of the dedication and absolute passion shown by everyone involved with the centre. However, Peter warned that while the community centre has bounced back from financial disaster, the organisation still faces funding challenges. We are completely reliant on fundraising and grants. We are not out of the water yet. We've done an amazing job, but we need to keep going, she added.
Chance to become a co-owner of pub. Organisers of a campaign to create a community pub in Kenton have launched a share offer. Shares starting at a minimum of £100 and maximum of £50,000 have gone on sale to become a co-owner of the Dolphin Inn. But time is ticking as the group behind the project have until the 29th of July to secure enough funds to go ahead with the deal. The Dolphin Inn in 4 Street closed 5 years ago, but hopes are high that enough cash can be raised to take over the building. The group says, "We believe a pub is more than just a building. It's the heart of the community." A committed team of volunteers has banded together to form a registered community benefits society with a mission to purchase and restore our cherished pub. We invite you to become part of our journey. Your support can help us create a warm, welcoming space that truly belongs to all of us. Your investment won't just help bring a much-loved village pub back to life. It gives you a stake in shaping a warm, inclusive and community-led future for Kenton. This is more than saving a pub. It's about protecting our village spirit, creating a space for all ages, and ensuring Kenton continues to thrive for generations to come. Kenton Parish Council has already successfully nominated the pub building, built in about 1850, as a registered asset of community value. Organisers are in talks with other venues which have successfully established community pubs, including the Drew Arms, Drew Stainton, and the Tally Ho in Little Hempston. A GoFundMe page has been set up to raise £10,000. The current target is to cover the initial costs, but more will be needed, and the aim is to raise this through shares to purchase the property for the community. Community share can be cashed in after a minimum of 5 years, subject to the society's financial health and board approval. Each shareholder has an equal vote, regardless of the number of shares held, ensuring democratic control.